Hi, folks. It's time to put your mouse ears on for the Mouse Ears Podcast with Brooks, Kara, Kelton, and Steph, where we discuss all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairytale Journeys Travel. Welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast. I'm your host, Brooks, for tonight's episode. And with me is my wonderful host, Kelton. Say hey, Kelton.
What's up?
Steph. Say hey, Steph.
Hi, everyone.
And Kara. Hey, say hey, Kara.
Hey, Kara. I followed your directions.
That's the only one to follow directions.
I'm glad you noticed that.
My favorite game growing up was not Simon Says, it's what Brooks says. So, how was everyone's weekend? Did everyone have a good time?
Well, I did.
Yeah. It's hot here in Texas.
It's hot here in Florida.
Kara, how you doing up there in the Northeast?
Not too bad. It's getting here, but slowly but surely. So we're still enjoying some 70s, which is nice.
Oh, man. Jealous.
I'm kind of jealous. Right.
70s sound good, don't they?
We just had a heat advisory of like 105 degrees this past weekend. So less than ideal.
We are in Texas.
I tell you, it's bad whenever I have to ride a shuttle to work and I step off the shuttle and my glasses immediately fog up.
Oh, no.
Because of the heat. Well, speaking of heat, my wife and I, we took our daughter Ellie to Disney here recently, and I can attest, the heat has arrived at Disney.
Oh, man.
The heat and the monsoons. So, funny story, we had gotten a virtual queue for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. I had never ridden it before, so I was very excited about that. So we were doing the rider swap, and she was sitting with Ellie first, and then I was going to switch. And got into the queue and went through. Ride was amazing. Got a funny picture of me hooping and hollering and everyone in the ride vehicle staring at me like, who is this weirdo?
Gotta post that picture.
Oh, I will. But as I come out, I found out that while I was in the queue nice and dry, the bottom fell out outside. And thankfully, my wife and Ellie, they were underneath the umbrellas, which is off to the left of the entrance. But I can attest, Kelsey was in the poncho soaking wet. Ellie was under the cover in the stroller, bone dry and enjoying the fan in the stroller. But I tell you, once that rain stopped and that sun came out, whoo, that heat.
It's like you're being steamed. It's like you're a dumpling.
At least you got a little bit of a break from the heat and the sun, I guess. Some people might like it. And it kind of scares some people out of the parks as well. They kind of take advantage, go back to their hotels, take an afternoon nap, come back.
But Disney also has another way to beat that heat if it's not pouring down rain. Disney also has water parks.
Oh, yeah.
So that is our topic here today. We're going to talk about the Disney water parks. They have two, Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon. And right now, only one is opened. Typhoon Lagoon is open. They opened back in mid-March. And as they opened, Blizzard then went down to be refurbished. But if you know anything about Disney, and I think if you're listening to this, you might know a thing or two or want to learn a thing or two. Not only does Disney do the parks magnificently, they do the water parks magnificently.
Of course,
there's not anything that Disney does you know, half. Mm-hmm.
Halfway, they, yeah.
Yeah, they go all out.
Mm-hmm. I think the water parks are so underrated. I mean, don't get me wrong. They have four wonderful gates with Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot. But the water parks in and of itself have their own charm. Like you were talking about the Disney magic. The theming is fantastic. It's almost like a
hidden gem, though, with them.
I agree, especially because you're never full. It's never fully booked or busy in there, you know, not like you get in some of the other parks. So that's one of the reasons why I really, truly think it's an underrated, they are underrated parks.
Yeah, frankly. You don't need lightning lanes in the water parks, right?
That's a good point, Kara.
I was reading that the average wait time for the, you know, the attractions, if you will, like 10 to 15 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, it gets upwards of, I think, 30 in the summertime when it's crowded. But, I mean, we're all that running in the theme parks going for, oh, 30-minute wait. Like, let's do it. It's short.
Right.
The water parks, you know, 30 minutes and going, oh, my gosh. So I think it's great. That's awesome.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Especially when, you know, every single time you do go on a ride, or a slide or whatever it may be at these water parks, you're getting cooled off.
Yeah.
It's not AC, but it's water, and it's one heck of a way to beat the heat.
And any parent will tell you that kids love water. Bring them to any water and they're just so happy. Can't tell you how many times we've been in the parks and the kids have been like, we want to go to the pool. And it's like, listen, we're in the park. So to go to the water parks where they can do all this stuff and be in water and playing with water. And yeah, they absolutely love it.
That's almost like, you know, that's your vacation as a parent right there. Your true vacation at Disney is taking your kids to one of the two water parks.
I agree. But let's kind of narrow down and let viewers know or listeners know. You know, at the time of this recording, it's the summer of 2023, and currently the only park from the water parks that is open is Typhoon Lagoon. The other one, which is Blizzard Beach, is open in a different time of the year, still to be unknown what time this year it will reopen, but typically it's either one or the other. So it does limit your options to just one, but that doesn't mean that your one option is a bad option at all.
It's kind of good. You don't have to decide because it's like, oh God, they're both so great. Like this one's awesome this way and this one's awesome this way. And so you don't have to sit there and like agonize over which one to go to. It's like, okay, we're here now. This is open. This is where we're going.
And it's easier to add on to your trip too. You know, you get to try and go to all your different parks. And, you know, if you want to squeeze in the water park, which highly, highly recommend doing, you have the one option. So
I think this is might be one of those, might even qualify as a Disney secret, just because I don't think a lot of people know about it. The way the water park tickets work. Now you can buy tickets just to the water parks. That is something you can do. But if you're coming to Disney on a vacation, especially, you know, you're on site, you've got a hotel and ticket package, you can add the water park option to your tickets. And anytime I've done this for anyone where I've priced, you know, just them getting a day of tickets at the water park versus adding the water park option to their existing park tickets, it always is less expensive to add the water park option. It's always the better way to go. And the coolest thing about this is if, say, you've got 3-day park tickets, if you have the water park option, you can now go to the water parks for 3 days. You actually have 6 days of tickets, which I think a lot of people don't realize, and that it's amazing. It's such a good value.
So forget going back to the resort pool. You just take an Uber right on over to either Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach, whichever one is open at the time of your trip. And you just utilize that pool and or water slide. I mean, it's
and you don't need to take the Uber. Pool. That's the thing. You don't even need to take the Uber, the transportation system, the bus system within Disney World. they'll take you right to Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon, depending on which one's open. So it's very easy to get to.
You know, I love my transportation topics. Absolutely.
Now, as long as I'm talking about, like, I don't want to say secrets because it makes it sound like, you know, people aren't told this stuff. It's lesser known. I'll call it lesser known. Another lesser known perk, unless you book with one of us and we tell you all this kind of thing, is when you have a hotel and ticket package, one of the things you get is a free round of miniature golf. And one of the great things about Blizzard Beach is it has miniature golf right there. It's got two courses. It's Winter Summerland, and you can either do the winter side or the summer side. And it's another great, super fun thing to do. And it's free if you've got a package. And if Blizzard Beach is not open, you can still go because the golf course is kind of next to it. It's not inside the water park itself. So even if Blizzard Beach is closed at the time while you're there, you can still go and do the Winter Summerland miniature golf course at Blizzard Beach. It's so fun.
It definitely is a lesser known topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why having a travel agent book your trip is so valuable.
And I 100% used to be one of those people like, you're going to Disney World to go to the parks. Why would you play miniature golf? Like I would see, you know, you'd drive by and I'd see people playing the miniature golf. I'm like, what are they doing? And then we're like, one time we're like, okay, let's go. When I tell you it is a must do, I have to schedule it into every trip. Now I have to take a day where I'm like, okay, this is the day we're going to play miniature golf because it's a requirement. We have to do it every time.
Now, since you were talking about the prices, mm-hmm. And including them into your package if you're staying on property or whatever it may be that your vacation has in store for you, I wanted to touch upon like what the prices were for those single tickets. If you purchase a one-day water park ticket, it only will cost you $69, which is a fantastic deal if you think for a water park with the scale and value that you get with Disney. It's clean. It's got everything you can imagine from good food, plenty of rides, lazy river or a wave pool, great service from the cast members. So you really get everything for such a great price at $69. But for my Florida residents, you can actually get two-day Disney water park ticket for the price of one-day ticket. So 2 days of water parks for $69 plus tax. Can't beat it, guys.
Mm-hmm. Just rubbing it in. Those Florida residents just get
it. It's not bad living in the States sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, no, that is a really good price.
And then also you can, with the water parks, they are not included anymore with the annual passes. But if you do have the annual pass, you can add them on for an additional $99. And then you could go to the park, go to a water park every day if you're an annual pass holder.
For the year, that's nuts. $99? That's like paying for a day and a half. And you could go for an entire year. That's amazing.
Just one time. That's all it is.
Yep. So we talked about there are two parks, water parks right now, Blizzard Beach and then also Typhoon Lagoon. Who would like to talk first about the one that is currently open, Typhoon Lagoon?
I'll talk about it because I tend to ask a question about it in my trivias.
I love it.
So Typhoon Lagoon, as you can probably tell, the backstory is a typhoon came through and it left all this stuff in its wake. Most notably, a boat on top of a mountain. And the name of that mountain is Mount Mayday. And the question I ask in my trivia is, what is the name of the boat? Should that be today's trivia question? Should I not answer
it right now? I think so.
I think that's today's trivia question.
Okay. So anybody who's listening to this, who's played my trivia, you should know the answer to this.
Put it in the comments. Put it in the comments, people.
So Steph was talking about a wave pool and Lazy River. So Typhoon Lagoon, kind of its big thing that it's known for is its wave pool. It is one of the biggest wave pools in North America. It's huge. It sends out 6-foot waves every 90 seconds. So that's a lot of waves. It's a lot of water. Yeah, it's a lot. You can learn to surf there. Now, I will say surfing lessons are extra. That is something you have to, you know, pay extra for. But how cool is that? You can go to this water park and learn to surf. Like, that's amazing. It has the Lazy River. It actually has, well, it's huge. It's enormous. And yet, somehow, it's the smaller of the two Lazy Rivers because the one at Blizzard Beach is even bigger. So yeah, it's got a whole lot going for it.
Well, it's got 12 different attractions, Typhoon Lagoon. And like you mentioned, it does have the wave pool, but it's got other great attractions such as, let's see, Crush and Gusher, Misadventure Falls, Mountain Trail, Bay Slides, Storm Slides, I cannot pronounce these names, guys. Humunga Kawabunga, Gangplank Falls, Mayday Falls, Keelhaul Falls, Ketchikadee Creek, Castaway Creek. Ketchikadee. Oh, goodness. I can't. Castaway Creek and Typhoon Lagoon Surf Pool. So you do have quite a few options at Typhoon Lagoon to keep your day pretty busy, especially since it's open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And what's great about, Kelton, you were talking about earlier how it could be a vacation for the parents and let the kids go. Just as in the four main parks, that has something for everyone. If you want to take it easy, they have the Lazy River. They have the bobbing pool before it becomes the big wave pool. But then for the thrill seekers, they have the rides that, you know, can get the adrenaline going. Mm. So they literally, just as in the main parks, they have something for everyone.
And then on top of that, I'd also love to bring the topic that there's about 13 different dining spots as well at Typhoon Lagoon, which you 13? Might think is quite a lot. Yeah, it's 13.
Oh my gosh.
So you get.
Ooh, I can take those. I do like talking about food.
You know, I do.
Take it away.
So but yeah, there's 13 different places there, and I can't wait to hear what you got to say about it.
A lot of good places. So the big thing, as we all know, starting early January, Disney Dining Plan is back, which is a great thing because Disney Dining Plan is accepted at the water parks because they do have both Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach do have quick service locations that do accept it. The smaller stack stands that they have, unfortunately, do not. They don't accept any of it, so no snacks at that one, but at least the quick service ones do. So Typhoon Lagoon has got your two main quick service places. You have Leaning Palms, which is more of your normal quick service burgers, chicken, pizza. They even have an extensive vegan menu there at Typhoon Lagoon. And then your other option, this one's more of like a seasonal type of thing, but Typhoon Tilly's is what this one is called. This is more of kind of, you're getting a little exotic, I think, with this. So you're going shrimp and pulled pork, things like that. And then, of course, you got snack stands. You've got a couple of bars for mom and dad while the kids are running around. You got a lot of great options there, along with two Joffrey coffee stands. So
I love me my Joffreys.
So do I, you know, so you're going to get your fix in Blizzard and Typhoon Lagoon as well as Blizzard Beach. But we'll get there, you know, towards the end. But yeah, that's it for our food options. A lot of great stuff out there.
There's something for everyone there, that's for sure. So it really truly is a great option for families to go and beat the heat. But You know what's really great about what Disney has to offer, especially with Typhoon Lagoon? Again, I would say it's another hidden gem.
Tell us about it.
On select nights during the summertime, Typhoon Lagoon does host H2O nights. Now, what is H2O nights? H2O Glow?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Brooks. I appreciate that. So what does that mean? It means that they kind of have a DJ out. They let you stay at the water park after hours. They have a couple different rides and attractions open. Same with the food. And it's just basically a nighttime water party for kids. Mm. And, you know, what better way to kind of have some extra fun in the summertime than water park at night? I think that's a pretty unique experience that not a lot of people know Disney offers.
You don't have to be in the sun.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of how they have the cosmic bowling at bowling alleys where they just ramp it up and you're playing the same bowling, but just with the lights and the music just makes it so much better. And who doesn't want to boogie down with beloved Disney characters?
That's true. That is true.
I mean, I would love to try to do the perfect cast with Goofy.
I agree. And hasn't Powerline shown up a couple times, or is that just my imagination? I know that they bring out some unique characters every once in a while. Characters do show up
at the water parks.
And that's always a fun plot twist for kids that they're not expecting that at the water parks. And they're there, and I love seeing Mickey with his little swimsuit outfit that he wears, same with Goofy. So that's also, you know, you wouldn't expect that at the water parks, and I really think that it's something that people get the Disney experience with the shorter wait times and a different atmosphere, and, you know, it kind of resembles what you might get at Castaway Cay if you ever go on a Disney cruise. So... food for thought for our listeners.
So talking about Castaway Cay, and now I really want to go book a Disney cruise. We all know that Disney does things extremely well that's included. However, there are always upcharges. And Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach are no exception to this. So they also have some premium seating and surfing. I was just reading here. And so the premium seating is called a Getaway Glen Umbrellas. So it's about just under $100 and includes two reserved loungers, two beach chairs, a drink table, and of course your beach umbrella and your towels included. And then along with that comes with the Beachcomber Shacks. So these were about $350, and it's kind of how Disney describes it. So it is each reserved area accommodates up to 6 guests and comes with a variety of premium amenities, including towels, cushioned seating, a locker included, which is kind of cool. The refillable drink mugs, a cooler stocked with ice and bottled water. Plus you have attendants on hand to help take your food orders, which are not included. That's another charge on top of this charge. But at least, you know, you've got, if you want to, you know, have a little more, some more amenities added in.
But if you think about it, if you have 6 people, you can split that, then you get the free refillable mugs. And at the resorts, those are about $21.99 a piece.
And then at the water parks, they're $12 as well.
I mean, so that, take that in, that's, puts it under $300. Then the ice and water, that takes away another $20.
Yeah, stay hydrated, even if you're at a water park.
So, I mean, if you have 6 people split that is actually not a bad deal at all.
It's really
not. I also feel like it's important when it comes to these water parks too, for everyone to kind of have like a home base, because the kids and the parents, people like to spread out and do their own thing and maximize their time. I mean, parents might like to do the Lazy River while the kids might go on a slide. So having a home base where you can kind of keep your stuff, wander off, come back, sit down, maybe take a break from the sun and, you know, have some shade, eat. I think it's a really great thing to consider when going to the water parks.
Well, it definitely is. And like we had talked about in the beginning, we were talking about the surf lessons. So I stumbled across the cost for those as well. I'm going to go ahead and throw in here right quick. Your learn to surf like a pro experience is $199 per person. And this is all done, I guess, before the park even opens. But the second one is a private lesson, so a one-on-one with a surf pro. And that one starts, oh my, for around $1,300. So I really wish... surf like a
pro.
You know, living in Florida, I could never surf. I just couldn't.
Disney just thinks of everything to make sure that your experience has all the different options at hand for you.
Yeah, they really do.
So with along with the Typhoon Lagoon, we also have another water park, Blizzard Beach. Kara, do you want to talk about some of the theming over at Blizzard Beach as well?
Came to be.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, the backstory is a freak snowstorm came through Florida during those 2 weeks of winter, apparently, and Disney just got right on it and built a water park around it. So it's really cool because it's like you're going to a ski resort, but it's a water park. It's got an actual chairlift, which I think is so cool, which takes you up to the top of Summit Plummet. So this is really kind of like the big feature at Blizzard Beach is this huge slide, Summit Plummet. You go down this thing at 60 miles an hour. Okay. Do you understand that's like how fast you're going on test track? That is completely insane. And this thing is 12 stories tall. That is one fewer story than Tower of Terror. Okay. So I went on Tower of Terror once in 1996. I will not go out on it again. And so the thought of doing something similar just down a slide is totally crazy to me. But for the people who like that kind of thing, well, Summit Plummet is for you. Blizzard Beach is your place. So, and like I mentioned, both the water parks have lazy rivers, and this one has the bigger lazy river. The one at Typhoon Lagoon is 2,000 feet long. This one is 3,000 feet long. So we're talking about some serious laziness there. If you just really want to settle in and just float your troubles away in this amazing place.
Boy, that sounds good with me. 3,000 feet of lazy river.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah.
So we talk about all the theming there. There's like Kara's talking about, there are several attractions. Number one with the Summit Plummet being 12 stories tall, with a 120-foot drop. And it's actually the third tallest and fastest free fall slide in the world.
Wow.
Right
there in Orlando, Florida.
Wow.
I am petrified of heights, and I cannot wait to do that. But also, along with the Summit Plummet right there next to it, you have the Slush Gusher, which is a body slide. It has three smaller drops, not quite as intense, but it's still a great ride. You also have these Snow Stormers. Again, it is a mat slide. It has three slides going down, and you're zigging and zagging through the ski slopes. Mm-hmm. You have the Runoff Rapids, which is a single rider tube slide. You have the Toboggan Racers, where you get to try to race your friends, see who gets down to the fastest. You also have the Downhill Double Dipper, single rider tube slide. Then you also have the Team Boat Springs, which is a family raft ride. So, only thing is, infants are not permitted on that ride, and at least four people are required to go down the Team Boat Springs. You have the chairlift, as Kara mentioned. You have the cross country creek. You have the melt away bay pull a wave pool, and then also as an added bonus, you have Mount Gushmore. All seven of the main slide starts somewhere on Mount Gushmore and the chairlift ends atop of it. So you have to see it one way or another. And then also you have Tyke's Peak, which is the kiddie play area for the under 48 inches. Then you also have the Ski Patrol training camp, and that's another play area that's geared more towards the pre-teens. They have three small slide attractions, a zip line, and a ropes course. So they literally have something for everyone there at Blizzard Beach.
Not bad at all for those attractions, but I think it's, you know, I think we're on the part, my favorite part of every part. It's the food, baby.
Yeah, that's
Let's talk about the food.
Tell us about that food. Tell us about that food, Kelton.
Oh, yeah. So here we go.
What food do they have?
Just like Typhoon Lagoon, multiple options.
Please tell me they have snow cones somewhere, because if they don't, that is a missed opportunity.
Well, I mean, they do have... there's Arctic Expeditions, but that's more of like seasonal. Oh, they have Ice Cream Expeditions, another seasonal one. A lot of seasonal here in Blizzard Beach, but they have one main quick service restaurant. And just like I said with Typhoon Lagoon, the Lotta Wada Lodge, that seems to be a tongue twister for me,
Lotta Wada,
is the only place that does accept the dining plans.
Okay.
So
dining plans coming back 2024.
Get your dining plans. Call one of your travel agents from Fairy Tale Journeys Travel. We'll set you up for your Blizzard Beach and or Typhoon Lagoon day, whichever one is open during your trip. As we continue on with the food, we've got multiple QSR stands type of thing. You got the Cooling Hut, Frostbite Freddy's, the Ava Lunch. So that one's a quick service stand, more of like a hot dog specialty type of place. You got your Warming Hut, which is your more turkey sandwiches, chicken, tuna type. The Polar Pub, mom, dad, anybody over the age of 21, this is a bar. Alcohol and beverages just for you.
Now we're getting somewhere.
And then, like I said, Arctic Expeditions, another bar, seasonal place. I see Expeditions for your ice cream, and then to top it off in a water park, why not funnel cakes and cotton candy? Funnel cakes with, you know, wet hands, powder everywhere,
obviously, or the cotton candy, it'll dissolve,
you know, why instantly. Not and you won't even be able to eat it, you just got, it's just gone with those wet hands.
Amazing.
But just like with Typhoon Lagoon, there's always an upcharge for things if you want it, of course. So they do have the Blizzard Beach premium seating called Polar Patios. It's a lot of peas. Kind of the same thing. So these cost about the $300 mark. And of course, Disney's definition or description of these is renting a polar patio is a great way for your group to relax together during your day of way cool fun. Each reserved area accommodates up to 6 guests and comes with a variety of premium amenities, including towels, cushioned seating, a locker, refillable drink mugs, and a cooler stocked with ice and bottled water. Plus, attendants are on hand to help patio guests get the most out of their water park. And of course, take your food order sold separately. So you do have, you know, places. Oh, we have one more option, a little bit of a lesser expense option. The Lodge Umbrellas, which consist of shaded seating for 4 people and with included towels. And this is, you know, right around the $100 mark. So for 4 people, $25 a person, and you have reserved seating. No having to get there early to, you know, to try to hunt for that chair in the shade because it's Florida and
that's such, it's a hot.
It really is. I mean, and to go along, I mean, with that, you do have changing rooms at both Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon. You do have lockers, which are about $10 a day. So at least you can have some secure place. Mm-hmm. But I actually got a funny story to go with that. A friend's mom took us to Blizzard Beach. We were right after our high school graduation. And being an Eagle Scout and in Boy Scouts, we were taught when you go camping, you know, you have to put up a bear bag to, you know, everything that could attract a bear, you know, gets tied up into a bag and goes up into a tree. Keeps the bears from, you know, coming at us type of thing. We're sitting there at Blizzard Beach and I look up and somebody has attached their backpack and multiple bags to the top inside of the umbrella. There was not a cloud in the sky that day. It was, we just joked, it was just a Blizzard Beach bear bag. Because no, who would think to look up at an umbrella for somebody's bag?
And who's worried about bears at Blizzard Beach?
Maybe not polar me. Bears?
Not me, not at all.
But a polar bear looking for a nice cold Coca-Cola? Oh,
there you go. You got to worry about the polar bears. The man, polar I bears. That one. I didn't even think of that.
Drinking a nice cold Coca-Cola.
Oh, yum.
And remember, can you still meet him at Disney Springs at the Coca-Cola building?
I don't know.
It's been a number of years. That was a fun experience, though. They need to bring him back. So,
I've already done my trivia, but that makes me think of another awesome trivia that has nothing to do with water parks. So I'm going to see if I can remember that for another episode.
Oh, you sure you don't want to put it in? We could double up on these.
Okay, nothing listeners. To do with water parks, but when Wilderness Lodge opened, the resort Wilderness Lodge, there was a character there greeting guests. It was the only non-Disney character to ever be on Disney property, like, you know, resort, park, Disney property. Mm-hmm. Who was that character?
Have you said this in
yes, some I've of your... done this in my trivia.
Kara's listener, Kara's people.
Listen, there's such us. A massive advantage here in my loyal trivia players.
You need
and sorry. But also Wilderness Lodge is where the family stayed from Family Matters in the Family Matters Disney World episode, because Wilderness Lodge was brand new. And okay, this nice. Has absolutely nothing to do with water parks, so I'm going to stop talking about that.
So two trivia questions for apparently Kara's followers and everybody else.
Yeah.
So put your answers in the comments. Let's get this thing going.
Awesome.
Well, folks, that does it. That just about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talked about Disney's wonderful water parks. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group and our Instagram page, Mouse Ears Blog, for the latest news and episode details. Also, if you're interested in having one of our wonderful, magical agents book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneystravel.com or send us a DM. If you're wondering where you can contact us, first of all,
I'm at Fairytale Journeys by Kara on Facebook and Instagram.
And Kelton, where can they find you?
Fairytale Journeys by Kelton on Facebook and FTJ by Kelton on Instagram and TikTok.
And you can find me on Instagram at FTJ by Brooks and on TikTok on FTJ by Brooks and Facebook Fairy Tale Journeys by Brooks. Steph had to step off a little early tonight on our podcast. You know, we talked about where you can contact us, where we can help you with the trip. She had a client, and our clients come first here at Fairytale Journeys Travel. So don't forget to find Steph on Instagram and on Facebook as well. And if you liked listening to us, you can find us on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts now.
Whoop whoop.
We're very happy that we're on Apple finally. But if you liked listening to us, we'd love for you to leave us a review wherever you're listening to us. And until next episode, thanks everyone.
Have a good night.
Stay cool.